I'm Ruth Bond from the National Federation of Women's Institutes, and we're here today because renewable energy is what we're calling for. That's what our members have said they want. And we also have to think of the issues of climate change that affect women across the world, never mind just here. And so we feel it's very important to be part of this wonderful venture.
Hi, I'm Martin Kirk from Oxfam, and we've had a fantastic morning protesting at King's North on Rainbow Warrior. It's so important for the poor people all around the world that the UK does its bit for climate change, doesn't go down a high carbon route, and the building of King's North would be entirely the wrong decision and send us down the high carbon route. So Oxfam is here today to add its weight to the fantastic work of the Stop Climate Coalition and stand alongside Greenpeace to make sure, do what we can to make sure that the King's North power station doesn't go ahead.
I'm Benedict Southworth, I'm the director of the World Development Movement, and we're here to say no to King's North because climate change is hitting the world's poorest people first, and it's going to hit them hardest. And the pollution from a proposed new plant at King's North will contribute to climate change, which is going to leave countless millions of people, you know, without jobs, without livelihoods, without homes. And it's very hard to imagine in the UK what that's actually going to be like for people. But if you all cast our minds back to the floods last year and people were forced out of their homes and into caravans, imagine what it's like if you don't even have a caravan to move into to start rebuilding again. And that's why a plant here in the UK is so important for people living on the edge in the south.
I'm Ian Leggett from People and Planet, a student campaigning organisation, and we came today because we have an opportunity to build a new low carbon future. It's a future because it will be poor young people in this country, not just poor people overseas, but young people in this country who are going to pay the price for the kind of lifestyle that we followed, burning carbon as if there's no tomorrow. Well, the pigeons have come home to roost, and now we've really got to build something else. We've got to stop coal, we've got to stop the expansion of coal, and we've got to close down existing plants, and that's why we're here.
My name's Ashok Sinha, and I'm the director of the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition. And we're here today to show the strength of the 70 plus organisations, 4 million people combined supporter base of the coalition. Greenpeace is a very important member of that, and has brought us here to King's North to protest about the new generation of coal-fired power stations that the government is planning to build, which will drive a coach and horses through all of our climate change obligations, but also to make the point that the government could get behind a really ambitious renewable energy strategy that would get us onto the path towards delivering a low-carbon Britain, create hundreds of thousands of new jobs, and create billions of pounds of exports for the UK. And that's got to be a win-win situation for everybody.
Who are you and why are you here?
You might well ask. My name is John Servan, I'm the Executive Director of Greenpeace, and I'm here as part of the Stop Climate Chaos Coalition, which is a massive coalition of development and environment organisations and civil society generally, including organisations like the Women's Institute. And we've been up to King's North coal-fired power station to protest against the proposals to build a new coal-fired power station there, which would be the first of many that are being proposed for the UK that would really destroy any hopes of the UK being able to meet its commitments on cutting CO2 emissions in order to prevent climate change.